With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Recording. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth.
The Bachelor.
Winter Games.
Sorry.
Damn, Steve.
Sorry. I was doing two things at once. I'm drunk.
I'm hanging.
Sorry.
It's okay. We've watched 7 hours of Bachelor content this week.
Oh man, you guys.
Oh god, it was overkill.
Mm-hmm.
A little overkill. But sweet nonetheless. Had a nice little happy ending.
Very happy ending. We loved
it. Very happy ending, yeah. So I don't mind. Before we get into the recap, quick shout out Amber Bowens from Texas. Thanks for the email. She gave us a nice little her insight into the Claire, you know, shenanigans. So thanks for the email.
Yes, and email us back for what you think of the finale.
Right.
We'd love to know.
Right, now that we see what happens with
Claire.
What are your thoughts now, Amber? Mm-hmm. All right, let's just get into this recap.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Got a lot.
Yep.
So we got a lot of couples in this house. We have Dean and Leslie. They're canoodling on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, I, and Kevin, they're, you know, having their moment, kissing. Luke and Stassi, Courtney and Lily, Jordan and Bibiana, everyone's all lovey-dovey cute in the house. Chris Harrison comes trekking through the snow.
Literally, oh my god, a blizzard.
Watching him through the window, like, trekking through the blizzard into the house. And he lets them know that their last competition is going to be couples ice dancing.
Yay!
Why is it called ice dancing?
Jazz hands.
It's ice skating!
No, it's not. It's ice dancing.
That's what they call this stuff?
It's ice dancing.
So if I turn on the Winter Olympics and I'm looking for the net, like, I'm looking for ice dancing, that's what it's going to say on the screen?
Probably. It wouldn't say ice skating.
It wouldn't say ice skating?
I don't know.
What else is this called? What are y'all talking about? Stop making ice dancing trying to happen. This is not ice dancing. It's called ice skating, couples ice skating. Anyways, that's what their next competition is. Chris says that the winning couple would be crowned the champion of Bachelor Winter Games.
The world champion.
The world champions. Gosh. So Chris is like, any questions before I go? Ashley, I, of course.
Where's the fantasy suite?
About them fantasy suite, though. And we don't really get an answer.
No.
It doesn't answer them there. So the couples go off to these different, like, dance studios to get some practice.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley and Kevin meet their choreographer named Patch.
Yeah, what was the... Did you guys hear that his name was Patch?
Patch. Mm. We both looked at each other like, What? So, you know, they're with Patch, doing whatever. Courtney and Lily.
Ugh.
So cute.
The best.
They're so goofy.
Yep.
I love Courtney. Courtney, I like goofy guys.
Mm.
I do like goofy guys, because I always feel, I'm 28, but I feel like a young 20. I've always said this, like, I feel very young. And so I don't mind guys who act immature.
Yeah.
Not that they are immature.
Yeah.
But I don't mind guys who act young and immature.
He has a youthful spirit.
It's a very youthful, energy. Yeah. That's my kind of dude. Bibiana and Jordan. So Viviana is a trained dancer.
Mm-hmm. Cheerleader.
Yeah, she used to dance for some team in Miami.
Yeah.
The Dolphins or the Heat, something.
Oh, yeah.
So she's a trained dancer. So naturally, she's getting very frustrated with Jordan. His two left feet was not keeping up. And so they're having, like natural little bickering and stuff like that. Overall, the rehearsals is, like, a good reflection of the relationship.
Yes.
It's
true.
Like a good test of the relationship, I think.
Because,
like, clearly Courtney and Lily, they're just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, like, a reflection of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This is good times. Jordan and Bibiana, it was just foreshadowing, like, the drama to come.
Yep.
And just the roughness that they're about to encounter. So, back at the house, Courtney and Lily dip into the hot tub.
The jacuzzi?
The jacuzzi. And they're in the hot tub, they're making snow angels. They're just, like, really into each other.
Yeah.
I'm totally about this. Because they just seem so alike.
Right, that's it.
They seem so alike. They seem both just super fun and goofy and just want to have fun together. Like, they're like natural best friends.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
It's really cute. Lily, though, for her, she's like, she's just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I know. And I see why. She's 21. He's 31.
Yeah.
So she's probably like, what is he doing with me?
And then she's also probably scared of her feelings because she's so young, but actually having, like, real ass feelings for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a lot to happen or to handle. On the opposite of the spectrum, we have Bibiana and Jordan. So, since the rehearsal, things were just, like, weird between them.
A little tension.
Jordan wants to have a conversation. So he pulls Bibiana to the side. And he's, you know, talking about after his scandal, like, the coin flipping foolishness.
Yeah.
That he was put through it. Like, they really put him through the wringer.
This part, I was kind of like, okay, Jordan, like, you deserve that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you flipped a coin on two full-blown human beings with feelings.
Right.
Two souls.
Two actual souls.
And then you're, like, now you're, like, whining and crying about it on your next TV show.
So,
like, bruh, come on.
Bruh, yeah. So he's, I don't know, trying to get the sympathy card.
Yeah,
or,
I guess so.
I mean, I hear him. He's, basically what he's saying is, like, he didn't come here expecting to find someone.
Right.
He came for his little redemption story, and, you know, whatever happens. But now he's here, and he has real-ass feelings for this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, look, I just went through some mess. That was his own doing.
Yeah.
But he just went through some crazy mess. And so he's like, I just want to know, like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a real thing? Like,
yeah.
What's happening here? And he tells her that he thinks what they have is worth pursuing.
Mm-hmm.
And asks her, what does she think?
Very open-ended question.
Very open-ended question.
Not like, what time is your flight next month when we get back?
Right.
Nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm. Just, what do you think? To be honest, says she doesn't have the answers.
Oh my god, I just have to think about it. I just don't know, Jordan.
Needs time to process.
I just need time.
Oh god. She's just beside herself because she doesn't even want to go into this,
and
really.
She's probably been running from this conversation for, like, at least 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is inevitable. She's trying to run away from the inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't really give him an answer. She feels bad because she basically blew him off after he was very vulnerable with his feelings. So this I thought was cute. Jordan goes downstairs and starts washing dishes to just, like, clear his head.
Yeah.
Bibiana upstairs is in her room organizing her suitcase. Like, I love how they just part ways and each go and do the exact same thing.
Yes!
Like, that's how they de-stress.
To cope.
Yeah. One thing I picked up on, though, when Jordan was downstairs washing dishes, and I think Kevin was like, oh, yeah, thanks for, like, doing the dishes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jordan turns and looks at him and says, well, when you start something, you really need to see it through.
Mm-hmm.
A little double entendre there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're talking about the dishes. You're talking about your relationship with Bibiana.
What's
going on there? So that's where his head is at. He wants to see this through. Bibiana, she thinks that they shouldn't be jumping into such a full throttle conversation. I think that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, on the other hand, he's like, let's just have a discussion about options.
Yeah,
like,
she heard something that he didn't say.
Nah. He's like, let's have a very open discussion about the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this could take us anywhere. Let's just talk about it. She's thinking this is a nuts and bolts conversation about when's your flight, when's my flight, when are we next seeing each other, things like that. So she's crying and she can't breathe, apparently.
She's suffocating.
She's feeling suffocated. Like, girl, you cannot keep avoiding the inevitable.
Right?
This shit is not going on for... Y'all gonna be living in the Bachelor Winter Games house forever. Eventually, y'all gonna have to part ways and figure out what the fuck y'all doing. So I think the reason why she also is so raw is because she's, like, fresh off of Ari's season.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I don't know when his season ended, but he's had a lot of time in between his season and this.
Oh, Jordan.
To, like, kind of get his life together and be single. She's jumping from one show trying to find love to the next show trying to find love.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, like, too...
And jumped from Kevin to Jordan pretty fast in the house.
Right.
I don't know how long they were in the house for, but, like, that was pretty quick.
That's true. So. Just jumping from love to love.
Also, I think just from a realist perspective... She keeps saying how attentive he is to her and how nice he is and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably wondering, how is he going to be when he has, like, internet access and a cell phone and all those things that make you not attentive to someone else?
Mm.
When you're stuck in a house and all you have to do is talk, of course you're attentive.
True.
But when you're in Miami and he's in New Zealand... Is he going to have that same attention on you?
He seemed like he's ready to do it, though.
Yeah, he seems very ready.
He's full into it. Like, he met a girl that he's ready to make this shit work.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for her, I think it's the distance that's really throwing her off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was tempted to say, like, boy, she just not that into you.
Yeah.
But it's not that. I think she's just not into New Zealand.
Yeah.
That is what is completely throwing her off.
Yeah.
Because if he lived in Canada, if this was Kevin...
Oh, easy.
There'd be no conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's that vast different distance.
Yeah.
He literally is on the other side of the globe.
Yeah.
So he eventually comes back to her and says, like, I'll do whatever makes you comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I need to go home.
Yeah.
That's what's going to make her comfortable.
Ugh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Because imagine going through all that and you don't have... a single one of your, like, best friends from home to talk to.
Right.
You know? All you have is, like, Leslie and Ashley
Your little friends for the moment.
Yeah. Like, they don't know.
Have,
and they're competing with you. Like, do they really want you to stay? Do they really want you to go? Like, you know.
That's true. They have agendas, so.
It's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Bibiana. It is a lot. So, yeah, she decides she's going home. Jordan also, by virtue of that, also...
Gotta go home.
poor Jordan, though, he's questioning, like... He's like, I don't know if I pushed it too soon. Should I have waited till tomorrow to have the conversation? Should I have waited, you know, until another moment? And it's
after,
like,
it's done.
No. This needed to happen at some point.
And you weren't asking for a whole lot.
No. It was literally a discussion of, like, what's happening after tomorrow.
That's it.
And that was it. So he gets in his car and he looks terrible.
Oh, no. He looks tore up.
Toe up from the flow up.
And Bibi is on her way. I mean, I really like Bibiana. Like, I really wanted love for her.
Yeah.
In that moment, I wasn't a fan of her, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
As much as Jordan ain't shit for the coin flipping thing, and, like, we can't forget that he did that shit, and so he... Although he looks good on the show, like, in real life, he could be a legit fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Bibiana was, like, just going with the flow and going in the moment, and this is fun, and, like, I'm in this house, like, I'm with these friends, we're having fun, I'm just hanging with this guy, when he really was having real-ass feelings.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of, like, having fun going with the flow and, like, kind of strung him along a little bit.
Yeah, she did. A little.
She did. I don't think intentionally so.
Mm-mm.
But I think she avoided this conversation.
Yes, that's true.
That she, because
what would
end, strung him along.
What was she going to do when they got home? Like, you know what I mean? She just didn't have a plan for
it. She didn't have a plan. She didn't think that far. She was thinking about today and hanging out with this dude that's cool.
Yep.
So, yeah, they leave. Sad times. The next day, Lily wakes up to news that Jordan and Bibiana are gone.
Oh my god, she didn't know.
She was asleep.
Oh
Which I don't understand. Like, no goodbyes? They just left the house?
I guess.
See, I'm one of those people that, like, I can't not say goodbye. Mm. You know, like, I have a friend who, he's like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, we'll see each other tomorrow. Or, like, yeah, we'll talk again soon. Mm-hmm. See, he's one of those, like, see you later kind of people. I'm like, no, I'm not going to see you for, like, a good chunk of time. Like, I need a solid goodbye.
Oof.
Like, I need a goodbye.
Oh, Natasha.
So, like, in that moment, I would have woke all them asses up. I'm leaving the house.
Yeah.
Give me a real hug. I can't not...
Especially the New Zealanders and the Australians.
Especially people who live so damn far. Yeah. Like, I need to get a for real goodbye to you. But they just let Lily sleep. So she woke up like, what? They left? So, yeah. They all head to the ice rink because tomorrow is their competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're getting some more practice. And Chris introduces their judges and brings out Nancy Kerrigan.
Ooh!
Like, everybody knows who that is. And Ty and Randy? I didn't catch their last names.
I didn't know who they were.
I don't know.
But I'm sure they were great.
I mean, they were like 10-time Olympic athletes and, you know, U.S. national champions. Just didn't catch their name, but legends within their own realm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all the couples are practicing. Courtney and Lily, just so cute still.
So dorky.
It's dorky and just awkward and very cute. Ashley and Kevin, you know, they're doing lifts and shit. She feels like she's bringing him down.
She always feels like that.
I mean, she kind of is, though.
Yeah, in the athletic way.
In the athletic way. Her skating skills are a mess.
They're so bad.
And he plays hockey, so he's good on the ice. Yeah. So it's just a little uneven, that relationship there.
Yeah, I just feel like she worships him in this weird way. She thinks he's like a Greek god sort of thing. And it weirds me out.
Because Ashley, as much as I cannot stand her ass, I'm happy to see her finally winning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
because
definitely.
She's been on multiple seasons of all of these spinoffs, and her shit always crashes and burns. She finds somebody, falls for them, they don't like her back, usually is the case, or it just never goes her way.
Yeah.
So I think she's, like, very on edge to, like, want to look perfect and everything to go perfect in front of Kevin, because I think she's afraid of her sabotaging
her,
it in some way.
Right, pattern.
Yeah. Her pattern of things always crumbling to shit, so. So yeah, I think that's what that is. Back home, Chris Harrison made a lot of appearances this episode.
Yeah, he did.
They put him to work today. Chris Harrison comes and lets them know he has a gift for everybody.
Oh.
Each of the couples are getting a romantic one-on-one date.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
There will be a fantasy suite card on each of those dates.
Ah, at the very end.
At the very end. Uh-huh. So, things about to get saucy.
About to get spicy.
So, Dean and Leslie.
Oh. Leslie, again, we have to sit down and have a fireside chat.
Yeah, girl.
About this face.
Makeup is just not... It's Why is so she bad. Not letting Ashley just do her makeup?
Right, because Ashley's makeup looks good.
Yeah. It's a lot, but...
Yeah, it's a lot, but...
It's a lot, but she knows what she's doing.
Right.
Leslie.
Oh, my goodness. Too much of everything. You can't have a pink blush and a poppy red lip and an overdrawn poppy red lip all at the same time.
Yeah.
You cannot do all of those things. No. You have to pick one of the three.
She did all three.
All three. And then she had the nerve not to curl her eyelashes. Okay. They were like straight. They were like straight down.
Ew.
I was like, oh my god.
Oh no.
You know, but
You're the beauty guru.
I know. And I know Leslie's more of like an athlete girl.
I guess.
And so she's on TV, and so she probably doesn't know what she's doing, but still. Leslie, get it together.
Yeah, the lips were what was getting to me. Just too overdrawn. So Ashley and Dean are having their little time. She tells him that she had a boyfriend, that she had a boyfriend during her double mastectomy, but they broke up, I guess, during her recovery,
which is horrific.
Damn. Yeah. And so the big question on her mind still is, Dean, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Are you serious about any of this?
Yeah.
Dean reminds us that he saw his mom go through cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that moment.
Me too.
So he watched his mom, like, actually die from cancer. Like, the illness took her.
Yeah.
And so he, like, genuinely admires Leslie's strength. And can, in a weird way, understand what she's going through.
Yeah.
Because he's been there with cancer. I can't take Dean seriously.
How slow you said it.
I'm trying to choose my words wisely because this was like such a sensitive moment. Sure, I think he likes Leslie. It's just hard to take him seriously because he was also just in love with Rachel. Then Christina. Had a thing with Danielle. This is all within like 1 year.
Now
he's supposedly in love with Leslie as well. What are you looking for?
Right.
Because
those are very different people.
All kinds of different women. What actually are you trying to get at, Dean? Is it Leslie? Like, is it actually Leslie that you're in love with? Or is it just another girl? Like, I think you could just swap out a girl, put one in, and Dean's like ready to go. He's in love. So
finds whatever qualities. Let's go with this.
Right. So I'm like, dude, I don't know. I think part of it, he's afraid to be alone.
Yeah, could be. He
clearly is one of those dudes, I think.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know Dean's whole backstory or whatever, but I'm just judging him based on how he looks.
Oh, okay.
I've said this before. Dean, because he's so pretty.
Yes.
I don't think he's had to work that hard for girls.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he has been getting girls since middle school.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like Dean has had a little girlfriend since fifth grade and generally probably has not spent that much time single. And so this is all my assessment based on how he looks. I don't know his story of girlfriends and stuff like that, but I feel like he needs to be alone. He needs to grow up. He just reads very young.
Yes,
like
always.
Young vibes.
Yeah.
Leslie is 30 and is like a for real 30-year-old.
Yes.
Dean is like a 26-year-old, 17-year-old.
Yes.
So
which might make her, since she has gone through such a serious 8 months or year or whatever, with her mom having cancer and then...
Her mom had cancer?
Yeah, her mom had the cancer. That's why she had to get the double mastectomy.
You're right.
And so now she meets this like fresh-faced, young... Dean, so cute. So I don't know. I would just need to see the depth of their relationship because they both seem like they're escaping something.
I'm keep watching this on Instagram. So fantasy card comes and they snatch that card and run to that bedroom. It's just awkward, like, the fantasy suite, like, they obviously have sex.
Yeah.
It's, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't want to see, like, I don't want to be in the bedroom with them as they start the, like...
That, like, thing.
Yeah.
Like, sit down on the bed with the champagne and the strawberries.
Yeah. Oh. I want to see the beginning of the foreplay. Like, just close the door.
No.
Close the door and get the fuck out.
Yeah, no.
Yikes. So that was their little one-on-one. Luke and Stassi. So Stassi's like, okay, time to have serious chat. Or serious talk, whatever she said. So Luke is like, you know, what does your future look like? What do you see? Stassi says, I see you.
Aww.
So sweet. And so they're talking about, like, the logistics. He lives in Nashville. She's in Sweden. And she says... If I found the love of my life, I would follow him.
Yeah, follow him wherever he goes.
Yeah, so the distance for her is not a thing.
Nope.
Sweden's far, but ain't that far. Like,
yeah.
It's not New Zealand.
Right.
It's doable.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'll go where you go kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy card comes. Stassi said, of course, she would want to take it, but she'd be ashamed to look in her mother's eyes.
And you know what, Stassi? I can relate to this.
Hell, motherfucking yeah!
Because my mother would be watching every second of this show if I was on. And I would be like, oh, God.
Right.
Now I have to face the ladies and moms in prayer. My daughter just went to the fantasy suite on ABC.
So, yeah, she forgoes the fantasy card. She's crying. She feels bad. And he's like, he's just being very gentlemanly.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, he just wants her to feel comfortable, and that's it. There's no pressure. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So they go sleep in their separate rooms. Good on Stassi. Don't see that too often in American Bachelor.
Never.
I was trying to rack my brain, like, through my Rolodex of ridiculous knowledge of The Bachelor that I have of a time when people, when someone rejected it. I feel like it's definitely happened. I just can't remember who. Oh. If anyone out there remembers, tweet at us or send us an email.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember. But that don't happen too often.
No.
Mm-hmm. Nuh-uh. Because even Rachel Lindsay, she said in her little interview that she went to this fantasy suite with Nick.
Yeah.
They didn't have sex, but she did take the card.
She took it, yeah.
So I'm sure that happens a lot. Like, people take the card and they just, like, talk and whatever. But, yeah, it's very rare that people turn down the card completely.
I am publicly denying this.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think Stassi also, like, she knows in her head she can go to the room and they cannot have sex.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the, like, connotations around it. She's like, look, my mom is watching this. I don't want her even to think that something might have possibly gone down.
Yep.
So now I'm going to sleep in this room. See you. Courtney and Lily.
So cute.
Who are my faves.
Yeah.
They just became my favorite. Courtney starts off by saying, Lily stands out in a crowd of millions.
So cute.
That is the cutest little compliment. I love that. And he keeps hinting that he's got something he needs to tell her.
Oh, I wonder what it could be.
So they sit on a couch, you know, they're chatting, they're being their goofy, cute self. And Courtney says, you make me feel things I've never felt before. And they're just talking about how, like, effortless their relationships slash, like, friendship. They're, like, best friends now, like, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I never thought in this period of time I'd be falling in love with someone, and I'm falling in love with you.
Aww, so cute.
And she says, I feel exactly the same.
I know, she's like, samesies.
Samesies. Right. She doesn't say, she said, I feel the same. She never said, I love you too, or I'm falling for you too.
Mm-mm.
I hope she did say it at some point.
Yeah, well.
It was one of those, like, I love you. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Nah, I need to hear it back. That me too shit ain't, nah. So the fantasy card comes out. And we learned that when she was on The Bachelor New Zealand, she also got to the point where they, like, fantasy suites. And she turned it down.
Yep.
Also, she's 21. How the fuck old was she on The Bachelor?
On The Bachelor.
Was this just last year?
Fantasy suite?
That's like, hell yeah, you better turn that. Are you even legal? When was her year of The Bachelor?
I don't know.
I hope it was just in the past year when she was, like, 20, 21.
Yeah.
First of all. Second of all, why are they casting 20-year-olds on The Bachelor?
I don't know.
Maybe Bachelor New Zealand doesn't end in a proposal. Like ours
does. Oh, maybe.
Maybe it just ends and they, you know.
Or people just get married younger over there.
Or maybe they get, I guess. I don't know. That's super young to be on any show.
Yeah, that's because The Bachelor is almost like a last resort type of show.
That's what I'm saying.
So it seems like
it's supposed to be the old dusty people who can't find love.
Yeah, right.
She's 20 and talking about, oh, well, you know, the dating apps ain't working for me. So no, I'm too young. Come on now. So anyway, so on her season of Bachelor New Zealand, she turned down the card.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney knew this. And so going into this, she said, look, like, this doesn't change how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not taking that card. Yep. Basically.
Yeah, like, no, I'm sleeping in my own room.
Sleep in my own room.
Deuces.
Peace out, nigga. So we have another non-American who has turned down the card. Yep. Like, look at these people with some home training. Our people know how to act. They snatch that card and run it straight up to that room. Yeah. Get it down. Jesus. So last couple, we got Ashley and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin tells her that she's such a catch. That it's crazy that she hasn't found someone. Cute little.
Is it though? Is it Kevin? Is it crazy that she hasn't found
someone? That's what I'm saying. Ashley's a catch, but there might be some explanations for why she hasn't found someone.
I can see the explanations of why she hasn't found someone, right. Actually.
I get what he's trying to say though. He's trying to make her feel good. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Kevin revealed, or no, Ashley says that she's never felt someone, she's never felt. With someone, like, so sexy and so admired and respected and, you know, all of that stuff. So she's just loving Kevin. Kevin says he's jealous that she's a virgin because the first time is going to be great for you.
I guess his was, like, terrible.
Terrible. I think that's what he was getting at.
Probably. Well, his first time is usually not that great.
Not that good.
Yeah.
So I think that's what he was, like, hinting at. It was just odd to say that. Like, I'm jealous of your version. Kevin, you're jealous of your version, really, Kevin, bro.
Let's use all your words.
Yeah, how old is Kevin?
33.
Been having sex for the past, like, 15 years.
Yeah, please. Easily.
And Ashley had a sweet little moment where she was just...
Yeah.
She was like, I just want to give girls hope that they can wait and they can find someone like Kevin.
Yeah.
They don't have to give it up and there's no pressure. Like, you can be fine in your own decisions and wait it out and it's not a big deal. Fantasy card comes and she says, hell motherfucking yes!
Yes!
Let's hit the room! So their fantasy suite was really nice compared to Leslie and Dean's little...
First of all, Leslie and Dean's was definitely a full bed.
It was a full bed and looked like some child's bedroom.
Yes, it did!
I don't know whose house
there were no chairs. Mm-hmm. Ashley, I got a full, like, little sitting room set.
Right. Mm-hmm. They had two little armchairs. Was there a
fireplace, champagne.
And a big king-size bed.
Yep.
Like, they really did it up.
They hooked it up for Ashley.
They really did. And so they're, you know, just making out on the bed. She's saying he's everything I've ever wanted.
Oof, wow.
Going in and in and in. Mm-hmm. One thing that was missing, we got a lot of confessionals of Ashley talking about Kevin. Where are the confessionals of Kevin talking about Ashley?
I don't know.
Like, we get the things that he's saying to her in person.
Yes.
But there's not as much footage of him in the confessionals, like... boasting about how great she is.
Right. Not like the ones like Courtney about Lily.
Right.
Courtney goes in those confessionals about
Lily.
Yes,
he really does.
Yeah.
Kevin, I don't know what's happening there. So they shut the door. Does she lose her virginity with him?
Oh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Does she not? That's like everyone's question.
They question it.
Literally been
the
talking
American
about.
Broadcasting Company. Jesus.
We've been talking about this for years, and now here's the moment where maybe something happened with Ashley. Next morning, we got Courtney throwing snow at Lily's window.
Oh my god!
I just like can't. I'm so jealous of them.
Oh, it's so cute.
They're so natural and cute. They're my favorite couple because they're just so natural and easy breezy and like friends before anything.
Yep.
And they're lucky that they found each other because they live close.
Yes, exactly.
They're right next to each other, the countries. Kevin and Ashley laying up in the bed.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, we just did so much talking.
Mm-hmm. Talking about how'd you sleep.
Yeah, how'd you sleep? Mm-hmm. So much talking. Which I feel like is what they actually did.
Yep.
I mean, uh-huh, which is what we learned.
Yep.
But yeah, they really just did that. And so she was saying how, like, my virginity has been talked about for so long that, you know, I finally just want to keep my sexuality private. I'm like, bitch, what? This is not the time or the place. Because I've been sitting here for 7 hours watching The Bachelor this week. I need to know what the hell went down.
Yes. Yeah, no. Just because you have your podcast, and I'm sure you have your advertisements, and I'm sure you have all of your shit laid out, your bricks all laid up, your foundation, we still need to know. We're still invested.
Period.
You're in the confessionals breaking the fourth wall talking about, we all know, you guys know,
yeah,
you know me. And then you're going to be like, I just want to keep it private for now.
Right. Now you want to put the wall up in front of the fans who've literally been watching your virginity journey for
Chronicles.
Like 5 years.
The virginity, yeah, Chronicles.
Oh, girl, I need to know.
Yep.
So they still playing coy and I'm like, you know what, moving on.
Yeah.
So they arrive at the ice rink. Everyone sees their outfits that they're going to be wearing.
Oh my god.
It's a mess. A lot of glitter, a lot of shimmery, a lot of sheen. And so they come out to practice. Got Dean and Leslie. Dean got his eyeliner on.
Yep.
Leslie's outfit was the best, I think.
Yeah, it was really cute.
She had like a cute little red lacy number.
Yeah.
Courtney and Lily.
Oh my god.
Lily says, I feel like an overgrown toddler.
And she looks like one. That's accurate. Did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because she has a very, I want to say her face looks young. The way she had her hair pulled up.
Yeah, no, it was the hair and then it was like the ribbon.
The big ass ribbon.
Oh my god.
On her first day of kindergarten.
Yes.
Then we have Luke and Stassi, you know, out there practicing. Luke apparently played football at West Point.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing lifts, a lot of lifts and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Which is cool. And then Ashley and Kevin. Ashley sucks. So
yeah, she really does.
Kevin is just, you know, trucking them along. And so as they're, I don't know if it was as they were leaving the ice or coming on the ice, Kevin falls and hits his knee.
Hits his knee.
Bangs it up real bad. So it's like, is he going to make it to the show? What's going to happen? He, like, barely bruised his knee.
I guess, but it probably still hurt his ice.
I'm sure it hurt, but they, you know, they play this shit up. Going to the commercial, bro. What happened to Kevin's knee? No, whatever.
Ay, ay, ay.
So, time for the competition. It's got a whole crowd of people. They bring out this little white child again.
Oh, my God. They've been bringing out this girl the whole time, singing this winter anthem.
Winter National Bachelor Anthem.
Who got paid to write that song and then do the melody for it and give it to that little girl?
That was someone's
whole job.
Somebody booked that gig.
Oh, my God.
Word, I just got booked by ABC to write a jingle for their
winter game special.
Somebody got paid.
Crazy.
Made their life. So first up, Dean and Leslie, you know, they're a little shaky. Dean almost falls a couple times.
Yeah, they're just not memorable.
Nah.
Nothing about it was memorable.
The whole thing was shaky.
Yeah.
Everything was a little just, the lifts were a little.
Yeah.
Off. Everything. Courtney and Lily, my favorites.
The best.
I mean, we clearly are biased to them because we love them as couples.
Yeah, right.
But they also gave the best show.
Mm-hmm.
They had solid jumps and lifts.
Mm-hmm.
They incorporated their culture.
Yes,
the little kangaroo jumps. You know, they had their little moves and it was very playful. And I was overall impressed because they are from Australia, New Zealand, where I'm assuming they mostly surf and, well, Lily's a snowboard instructor, but that doesn't mean she's good on ice.
Ice.
And Courtney don't look like he's ever seen snow. I'm guessing he's from Sydney or somewhere. So he's doing all right on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just impressed overall with that. Luke and Stassi. Luke is looking good in that vest.
Luke is looking thick in that vest. Thick with two C's in that vest.
Woo! Cheesy-ass metallic vest.
Oh, wow.
And we both were like, oh, Luke.
All right.
Stassi has a background in dance, apparently, that's what they said.
Oh, okay.
So she's, you know, they're doing little jumps and twirls and lifts and
The ending was a little wonky.
Yeah. But she hit that split,
she
though.
Hit that split. Got that split in. And then the last couple, Ashley and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, who gave Ashley this dress?
Oh, God, I don't know.
That shit was down to her knees.
Yeah, it looked like it should have definitely been Allie's. Allie with the booty.
Right, because it would have her booty would have lifted up
lifted
a little bit.
The skirt a little bit.
Right. Ashley's flat behind. That shit was just hanging, and it hit her knees.
Yeah.
It was not legit. Cute. It wasn't cute like Leslie's short little
dress. Leslie's fit her.
So Ashley's dress was already off, and her skating is horrible.
She's literally walking.
We were both cracking up in tears. I was wiping away tears.
Yes.
How bad they were.
It was so funny.
So funny to see her attempts at just, like, any little move.
Mm-hmm.
Just look terrible. And so it's time to crown the winner, and Kevin and Ashley win. This shit is rigged.
It's a sham. This is a sham.
This is rigged. You got a whole table of American judges.
Mm-hmm.
So Dean and Leslie and Ashley all had an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting it out there. Ashley and Kevin were terrible.
They were horrible.
They're horrible. Sure, they have the chemistry or like whatever other bullshit they judge in. But Courtney and Lily,
they're
the best.
They had signature moves.
Yes. So that is the end of the show. We have all these four couples, you know, they leave, they're all happy and in love, and you know, we crown the winner, but everyone's a winner because they all found love.
Oh, please.
And all that good stuff. So that's the end of the show. So then we segue into the world tell all. By this time, me and Justine.
Oh my god, you guys.
Oh, we didn't even mention, we've been drinking tequila.
Tequila.
Yo. We had to switch out the wine.
Yeah.
Because tonight it's been a long week.
Yes. It's been a long 2 weeks.
Long 2 weeks.
Oh,
so we whipped out the tequila to make it through this night.
Oof.
So we transition into the world tell all.
Mm-hmm.
They are hinting from the commercials that there's going to be an engagement during world tell all. So now you know your ass has to watch the whole goddamn thing to see who is engaged. That's how they rope you in.
Yep.
Chris Harrison's looking good. He got a haircut and a fresh tan.
Yes.
His hair looked good.
He did.
Nice
little
cut. Looking sweet. Everyone's there for the most part. Courtney looks great, in my opinion.
Aww.
He had a nice little haircut as well.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan also has a haircut. A lot of haircuts.
Yo.
Jordan's, though.
You guys. Jordan looks like his wig got ripped off his head. Doesn't he look like his wig got ripped off?
Because he didn't have a haircut. He shaved his
head. He shaved it.
It was not a good look.
Mm-mm. I know he was thinning in the back. Now, we all saw when he was talking to Bibiani, he was thinning in the back. You saw the little ring of fire in the back. But but that doesn't mean you got to go shave it all off bald.
Yeah.
Oh,
not...
Jordan, that was too much.
I wasn't into it. Because you know what he had? He had the whole dark hair, light eye combo.
Yes.
It's always like a good little, like black hair and like blue eyes.
Yes.
Now he ain't got that hair. He just got them piercing blue eyes. Looking even more like a serial killer.
Whew.
Not good. Grow back the hair, Jordan.
Yes, please.
So they start off the reunion by, you know, recapping all the highlights of the season. And in the little corner, they show Bibiana on stage crying.
Yeah.
She's all up in her feelings. So, when they end the recap, they, you know, Chris, what's going on, Bibiana? And for her, it's just, like, a lot watching it all play back.
Mm-hmm.
She said, with Jordan, he was on chapter 10 of our book. I was on the title.
Damn.
Eek. That's, like, the most eloquent way of saying on two different pages, basically.
Yeah, right.
He was way ahead of her. She was just getting excited about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Was not ready for that heavy conversation. Yuki...
Oh my god.
Yuki's there.
Yeah.
Japan. No boy for Yuki.
No boy.
But Ben is her best friend.
I guess.
What does that even mean?
Does Ben speak Japanese on
Ben
the low?
Ben say a lick of Japanese. He can say konnichiwa.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Arigato.
Okay, yeah.
That's probably it.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
What is that?
Good morning.
He don't know that. He knows the two that I just said. I can't even say it again, so I don't remember them. Okay, so first up in the hot seat, we have Courtney and Lily.
Yay!
Our favorite. And we learned that, like, typical Australians, typical. What did they do after the show? They rented an RV and drove across the country.
We never really went home.
Never went home. Just, you know, rent an RV and just drove from New York to LA. Went all around America.
Oh my god. What?
That's what they do, y'all.
Like, Lily, you're 21. Aren't your parents, like, where are you?
Courtney, don't you have a job? I understand this.
I don't get it either.
This is, this is literally what the people over there do. Like, they go on these excursions, long-ass week-upon-week vacations that us Americans don't know shit about.
No.
Because most of us only get 2 weeks.
Exactly.
So I don't understand how this works, but they went on a cross-country trip for a while, looks like. Where are they now? What are they up to now?
They moved to LA.
How?
How? What is happening?
How? How did you pick up and move to LA?
I don't even get it.
Lily, your 21-year-old self said, parents, I'm moving to LA with a guy 10 years older than me. Deuces, I'm out. What?
Yeah, that's the wild part. I mean, picking up to move, I was 22. I was 22 when I moved to Australia for a year. But with a man.
With a man.
In an RV. Like, that's a whole other level, so.
And you had been to Australia before.
And I had been to Australia before. Mm-hmm. So this is like, she's in a new country. And like, new adventure. With her 31-year-old new boyfriend.
That she met on a TV show.
She met on a TV show. Oh, I mean,
yay.
They like it. I love it.
Yeah.
It seems to work.
They're
so.
Still a fave.
Right.
Still definitely a favorite.
Live it. Dean and Leslie. Tired of.
I hate looking at.
I'm just like not into this couple at all.
You know what it is? It was really Dean's mega bow tie.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That Dean. American flag.
Anyone now who reps the American flag who's not in the Marines? Now I'm like, You trying to say something?
Right. I'm just not a fan of American flag. Clothing paraphernalia at all.
Yeah, neither am I. I'm not a fan of any flag paraphernalia.
Right.
I just think it's odd.
I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But like when I think of like American flag pants.
Oh my god.
I just think of like preppy douchebags
that I
would run the other direction from.
Yep.
For many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
For fear.
Yeah. Mainly fear. Yeah.
And because I just don't want to associate with you.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dean in that bow tie, I was like, ugh, just further confirming why I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris starts off, and you know, you guys are such an unlikely couple. Really?
How are they unlikely?
I feel like they were exactly the two that would probably fall together.
Exactly. Both from the U.S., both blonde, pretty. Yeah. Both very pretty in the face.
Pretty and just, bored. I don't know.
Athletic.
I guess.
Whatever.
Dean then stands up
because
he wants to ask Leslie a question.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, this nigga better not be the one proposing because then I'm literally turning off the TV.
That's the thing.
This entire thing, which I know is already a joke, is confirmed to be a joke.
Like, and it was like 10:25 and we were like, yeah, this we can skip the rest of this.
Right. this can't be it.
Yeah.
I love how they cut to Christian's face.
Oh my god, Christian's face!
Literally was us, was like, this better not be this bullshit that I thought it was gonna be.
Oh, geez.
And he gets down on one knee and presents her with a key to his house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about this. With guys getting down on one knee to present some other bullshit.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that to me.
If
you're getting down on one knee in front of me with a box in your hand, it better be a ring in there.
Yep.
Don't do this with no ring or no promise ring or no
promise
key.
Ring.
There was on the what show was that? 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh,
y'all watch 90 Day Fiancé? That's a good show. A 90 Day Fiancé, their spinoff actually was called Before the 90 Days.
Oh, what? Oh my god.
They had this American woman who was in love with this Dutch guy.
Okay.
She was like 20 years older than him.
Okay. Okay.
And they had this moment too where he like got down on one knee and like presented her with this box and it was a fucking like promise necklace or some stupid shit.
Uh-uh.
I was like, are you serious? And her face was like, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Save that moment, that getting down on one knee moment for the ring. Don't present this key to me. Nonsense. So yeah, that was them. I'm done with Dean. Yeah. Just collectively.
Just finished.
I'm over that. They call up my girl Stassi.
Ooh, Stassi.
And they didn't call up Stassi and Luke.
No, just Stassi by herself.
Just Stassi.
Yeah.
So they call up Stassi. Off rip, she's like, I'm from Belarus. Enough with the Russia. I don't know what Chris Harrison said to her.
Yeah.
But she finally like corrected and mm-hmm. she's like, I'm from Belarus. Different country.
Yeah.
I think they all used to be part of the Soviet Union.
Okay.
But now it's all divided now.
Yeah.
So she's from specifically from Belarus. So they, you know, they show the whole recap of Stassi and Luke's love story. And Stassi was obviously very emotional mm-hmm. watching it. And she said, you know, he just took so much effort in really getting to know me. Everyone saw that he's treated me like a queen,
mm-hmm.
which we saw.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, we said from last, this Luke really grew on us.
Yes.
We loved the way he treated her. We loved the way he seemed to, like, admire her
mm-hmm.
and, like, actually genuinely connect with her. And was very gentlemanly and gentle
mm-hmm.
with her. Turns out, after the show, they never talked.
Mm.
He never asked her for her number.
That's horrific.
They literally parted ways, and Stassi is like, I've not talked to, I have no idea what happened, which is wild.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is sitting there stunned, like, what do you mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I thought y'all were, like, legit gonna be a couple. Claire throws in her two cents and says, you know, this is devastating to see Stassi go through this.
Yeah.
Like, if this is over some Instagram followers or whatever, like, this shit's whack.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't say it like that, but that she was hinting at, like...
Yeah. No, but she said that. She was like, if he's on here only for Instagram followers, then, you know, we know he was here for all the wrong reasons and we can just write him off.
Exactly.
Like,
period.
That's it.
So they bring Luke's whack ass out.
Sorry ass.
He comes out. Stassi shakes his hand and says, hi, I'm Stassi. Nice to meet you.
What a fantastic.
That's my
girl. Slow clap.
A slow clap. Yes, girl.
Woo.
That's how you do a shade.
Yes.
When a fuck nigga comes to greet you.
Yeah.
So Luke, he wasn't making no sense. I can't even try to make sense of
this
bullshit.
He was talking around it.
He said, you know, we went back to our real life. Things just got real. He was hinting at some sort of mutual breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi, still coming with the shades,
mm-hmm.
this is my girl. She was like, was I unconscious during this conversation?
Which he was very confused by that joke.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, wait, what?
She had to repeat it. She's like, was I unconscious? Like, you're almost talking as if we had a conversation like a breakup.
Right.
Did I miss this?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't remember this. And she's like, after the camera shut down, we had no contact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you completely fell off the face of the earth. This is disgusting. I was just, like, so thrown off by
that. She literally got ghosted after being
on
TV.
Ghosted after being on television, spent time in this house for weeks
mm-hmm.
with this guy, had very real conversations, had a conversation on camera talking about how she would move and things
yes.
like that. And then they put the cameras down, and he ghosted her. This is disgusting. And so his excuse is like, I just didn't want to lead you on or be confusing to you.
This explains why he was so chill about the fantasy suites.
Oh, yeah.
He was really like, you know, whatever you want to do, it's fine.
But what else would he do, though?
It's exactly what Courtney did. How Courtney was like, you didn't have to say it so fast, girl.
Like, make a joke of it?
Yes!
Okay.
Make a joke of it of being like, yeah, but I wanted to go into that fantasy suite with you, though. Like,
yeah.
You know. But he was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
That explains why he brushed it off. Like, oh, phew, good. She won't get digmatized.
Oh, my God. So gross. I was so grossed out by this. And so he keeps just going, like, I didn't want to lead you on. I didn't want to be confusing to you. And Stassi the whole time is like, I missed the memo.
Yeah.
Because we never had a conversation breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
We literally, you just ghosted on me.
Yeah.
Like, we had conversations about there being a future and next steps, and you flat out disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard from you. Just gross. I just can't get with this. And so... Not really behind the scenes, but they kind of like...
They cut for commercial.
Cut for commercial, but the cameras are still rolling kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And we still see Stassi and Luke having a conversation on the couch. And she's just pouring out. She's like, look, this wasn't a show for me.
Yeah.
Like, I had very real feelings. This is what happened. And as she's talking to him, he's kind of, like, looking around. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's done.
He's all over.
She's checked out. Yeah. He's done.
She's like, you can't even look me in the eye. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why, he knows he's still mic'd.
Yeah.
He's still mic'd up.
Yeah.
So she's, like, just trying to have a real conversation. He's like, look, the mic packs are on. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying too much. I'm not saying anything. And that is the end of the Stassi and Luke love story.
Horrific.
This is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And, like, this is just shows you... This is, like, the Instagram world that we live in.
Yeah.
That we have people now that, particularly on these kinds of shows.
On reality shows,
On reality shows. You don't know people's motives ever if they're real. Because everyone is trying to build followers in some platform. Everyone is promoting some FabFitFun foolishness. Yes. Or we checked on Luke's Instagram. What was he promoting?
His tour.
His tour for his country singing bullshit. And... So that's what you're left with.
Yep.
Is people who go on these things for one motive, to build up a career of some sort. And then you have people like Stassi who seem to really actually come here for love.
Yeah.
And
or at least just fun.
Or fun, or just like the possibility.
Right.
Maybe just the possibility. She'd even get that. Then nigga just disappeared and like threw her to the curb.
Yep.
That is sick. I hate
voting
this.
Off my man Eric.
Vote off Eric.
On that basis.
Right.
Of like, oh, he's not here to find love. He didn't find a connection with anyone.
Yeah. And then Luke got to see it
all the way through.
And then the cameras closed and he went back to his life, back to his Instagram.
Yep. With his 500,000 followers.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
Gross.
Ugh.
So disgusted. I feel like I was duped.
Yeah, me too.
I felt duped, betrayed, because we've been talking so much goodness about Luke, and even ended the finale like, oh my god, Luke, so cute.
Yeah.
And then literally we learned this, like, niggas ain't shit. I'm so bitter. Ugh. Next up on the couch, we got Kevin and Ashley.
Oh, jeez. I forgot about this.
Yeah. So how are things? What are y'all up to? She visited him in Canada. He went out to Boston. They went to a Patriots game because he loves Tom Brady.
No, Kevin!
Both threw up at that moment.
No!
Because this is an anti-Tom Brady household.
No, we don't do it over here.
We don't not do that Tom Brady foolishness.
No.
I don't do the Patriots, period.
Yeah,
I
no.
I definitely don't do Tom Brady's Trump-supporting ass. Yeah, so you can exit to the left, Kevin, with that bullshit. Fantasy suite, everyone wants to know what the fuck happened. They still didn't really confirm.
Yeah. She confirmed on Twitter.
She confirmed on Twitter.
But they didn't confirm on the show.
Right. But basically on Twitter, they just, like, stayed up all night.
Yeah.
Talked, ate, drank, made out, and, like, that was it.
Mm.
So she did not lose her virginity. At least in the fantasy suite.
Mm.
We don't know what she's up to now.
Mm-hmm.
But as she said, that's all for her now.
Right.
She's no longer talking about her, sex life. Do you, Ashley? I just wanted to know the fantasy suite. That's all I need.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
I just needed that answer. Next up on the couch.
Claire.
Claire!
Now, if we recap back to episode 1 of Bachelor Winter Games, where we both said we're very happy for Claire.
Mm-hmm.
It was bittersweet. I'm like, I'm happy to see Claire. I've always been a fan of Claire. I'm ready for her to have love. Bitter, because I'm like, bitch, why are you still out here? Why have you not found somebody yet?
Yep.
Like, almost, like, bitter in that sense. Like, damn, this is a good woman. Like, how has she not found someone yet and is still shucking for love on Bachelor franchises? So, anyway, she comes back up and, Chris Harrison's like, why give it another shot? Like, why come back again?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm just not someone who's ever given up on love, particularly on love.
Mm-hmm.
So, why not just give it another chance? So, they recap the whole love triangle. Christian the German, Benoit.
The Canadian. Yeah.
We see that she left without love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Benoit left. Her and
Christian
parted ways.
So weird.
But.
Oh.
Chris Harrison says, but you are in love today.
Ooh.
And everyone in the crowd is like, yeah. Me and Christina are on the couch like, oh my God. Literally look ridiculous. And Chris is like, well, the man who's in love with Claire, and the camera turns to all the guys sitting there, please stand up. And it's Benoit! Oh my god. We lost our shit.
We lost it. Oh my god, you guys. We're so happy.
So happy for this love story.
I love it.
So Benoit reveals that during their goodbye, Claire said something along the lines of, I think there's more for the two of us. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't ready to say goodbye.
Nope. And then she gave him that nugget of hope that he clung onto.
He said that line played in his head forever.
Oh my God.
And so when she finally left the show, checked her phone, who had reached out to her? Benoit. Mm-hmm. Which even if she didn't say that little nugget,
he would have.
He still, when he said bye to her, he said, I love you.
Yeah. And he said, there'll always be a place for you in my chest.
In my chest. And he said this was love at first sight. Like, yes. Even without that little nugget, I think he was not going to give up on her.
Yeah.
He wanted to really see this through. Because he knew that they had something special there. Oh my God, I want to cry right
now. I know, me too. I'm thinking about it. It's so nice.
I love it. And so Claire just says she always wanted a man who wouldn't give up on her. Mm-hmm. Benoit is definitely that man.
Definitely.
Because he put in...
Jeez.
Battling with this other dude.
Yeah.
Setting himself home. Mm-hmm. Like, really went through the ringer for this girl.
He put in that work.
Yes. And Claire... I love Claire's story because she's 36.
Yeah.
She's the oldest person in the house. She's one of the oldest people who's on these shows. Mm-hmm. Still single. Still trying to find love. And she said that, like, there's so many times she just wanted to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to find love. I'm trying it in the real world. I'm getting the opportunity to go on these shows. Mm-hmm. And it's still not working for me. But she eventually met somebody.
Yeah.
So basically it was just like, don't give up, y'all.
Right.
Like, age ain't nothing but a number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't let the age, you know.
Define your love story.
Define your love story.
Yeah.
You can still find love at any age, basically. And then Benoit, got something to say to Claire.
Got a question.
Got a question. Stands up. Has this whole beautiful speech.
So the way he was looking at her.
Oh my gosh. Oh. He wants someone to look at me.
I've only seen that in person a few times.
Like that kind of like
that kind, yes,
yeah.
That kind of adoration for another person,
yes, yes,
from a man to a woman. I've only seen that a few times,
yeah.
And it is something to witness.
It,
and even more beautiful to be a part of.
Definitely. I mean, tears were streaming down my face as I was watching this. I mean, I love a good, just like love, profession of love all the time, anyways. But this was just so sweet,
so cute.
And because it was Claire too, who I think really, really
deserves it.
So he gives this whole beautiful speech, and I can remember the speech because I was just beside myself. Got down on one knee and proposed to Claire.
Yay!
So happy. I loved love.
Mm-hmm.
Just a nice, nice little ending to this love story.
And Claire, now you can escape to Canada. We gotta go.
Girl, get the fuck out of this country. You have that good Canadian visa.
Get out.
Get out. Where's Claire even living?
Sacramento? I don't know. Just leave.
Just go. Be out. Oh, so happy for her. And that was it.
That was the Bachelor Winter
Games.
Was
the Bachelor Winter
Games. It was worth it in the end.
Yeah.
For that ending. It was
for
good.
That ending, it was definitely worth it. I really, in particular, for Claire.
Yes.
Because there's been, on Bachelor Paradise, there's been other proposals and things.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, I'm always like, yes, it's so sweet, blah, 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 blah. But Claire in particular, because she has been out here, man. She's been out here.
Yep.
And she deserves it.
And Benoit. Benoit's just
and Benoit
so
too.
Perfect. They're
so
perfect together.
So perfect together.
Yeah.
Really, he really did not give up on her.
Yeah.
He felt it. Something was there and he had to just keep going for it. And now my girl's getting married. That's it, y'all.
That's it. Ooh,
Lord. Y'all
mercy.
Don't even know these last 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I haven't slept.
Nope.
I mean, we love doing this podcast.
Yes.
We love it. We love it.
You guys.
We love you guys. We love all the views. All the views. All the listeners we're getting around the world.
Yeah.
All the feedback, interaction on Twitter, the emails, all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So we do this because people are listening. So we feel obligated now.
Yeah.
But we also are having a lot of fun. Despite, you know, the work it takes.
Yeah, it's still fun.
It's still a lot of fun. And so, one Bachelor franchise down.
Ooh.
Still got to finish out Ari's season.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. And that was it, you guys. Okay, please interact with us on Twitter. Our handle is #2BLKGirls, #1Rose.
And please send us an email. Our email address is #2BlackGirls, #1Rose@gmail.com.
rate us and review us.
Yes, and subscribe.
And subscribe. Love y'all. See you.
See you for Women Tell All.
Women Tell All.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy.
It's gonna be good. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.